info for the staff to reach out to you. Also, Conservative Theological University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion as we talk about this wonderful Christmas season, recognizing what God has done through the Lord Jesus Christ, we've given us the unspeakable gift. And by the way, Dr. Davis, referring back to the 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and the verse that we're talking about in verse 15, I'm going to go back for a moment and read a few verses in preparation for what Paul said in verse 15. He says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work." The Apostle Paul is talking about the giving of the heart freely and openly and giving back to God. And then he wraps up that thought by saying in that 15th verse, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." Ladies and gentlemen, we can't outgive God. It's an impossibility. If I could digress from the pointed subject today for just a moment. In the context of this text in 2 Corinthians 9, it's talking about giving back to God. There are a lot of folks that are robbing God today, stealing from God in tithes and offerings, and still expecting God to bless you even though you're stealing and robbing God. It is an amazing thing to me, Dr. Davis, the number of people that think that God should bless them bountifully, and yet at the same time, they can rob God. The Apostle Paul is dealing with that, saying that we need to recognize that God loves a cheerful giver, and it is giving to God openly, willingly, and it's purposeful from the heart. And then beyond that, he says, look, I'm going to paraphrase. He says, look what God has done. You can give stingy, you can give grudgingly, you can give graspingly in your hands, but the greatest gift is the gift that God has given us, and he gave us that unspeakable gift. And again, as I said a moment ago, unspeakable simply means a gift that is so great that we can't fully describe it, so great we can't fully fathom it, so great that we cannot fully understand it. And that's the gift when we celebrate this Christmas season, ladies and gentlemen. That's what God has given us. What all does that gift include, Dr. Davis? I'm going to just list two or three things that comes to my mind. The gift that is so unspeakable, salvation, grace, forgiveness, eternal life. Speak to that a little for our listeners' benefit today.
Well, when we consider all of these things, Dr. Youngblood, again, you know, God did all of these things for the world so that the whole world could be saved. Now here's what I pull up from Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to verse number 21, because it says here in verse 21, Because the creature itself, that's the created order, mm-hmm. also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. When we look at what he did for us, he also did it for all of creation, because he's going to redeem everything he made. God is not going to lose anything.
That's right.
In fact, when he made it, he said it was good and very good.
That's right.
So for that reason, when we look at the great thing that he allows us to enjoy in everyday life, and I've not been to all 50 states, but I've been to some beautiful places in the United States and in the world. Mm-hmm. And when I look at how beautiful those areas are, that can't even compare to what heaven is.
Amen.
So when we consider what he has given us to enjoy here and the great things that await us when we get on the other side where he is, we can't do nothing but tell God thank you.
Amen.
This is what it's all about. So now, speaking to the subject about what you said about the giving, I hate a tightwad. Christians should not be tightwads.
That's right.
Because we need to understand that you don't own anything. Mm-hmm. God only made you a steward. In fact, when we consider, old man used to say this in the church, son, you don't own anything. God learning it to you. He's learning it. He's saying that God is loaning that to
That's
you.
Right.
In other words, so you don't own anything. You don't even own the money that you have. When we consider the millionaires and the billionaires that's in the world on today, God didn't give them money to make them rich. Mm-hmm. Money was considered to be a tool in right. order for you to get the things that you need. So that even when you have that, he still commands us to give. So guess what? When you give, what you just got finished reading in 1 Corinthians, we're supposed to give that and not expect nothing in return.
That's right.
So
releasing it in our hands.
Amen.
Turning it loose.
Amen. So I learned, Dr. Youngblood, when I give to people whether they can give me back in return or not.
Amen.
That's not what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I understand it's supposed to be a reciprocating thing, but then when we understand people, some people are not able to give. I mean, I'm talking about financially.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Santiago was talking about a moment ago when he
right,
called in.
Right. So you have to understand it's not about the merchandise, and it's not about the finances. It's all about the greatest gift, that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if you have him in your soul, the love that he puts in your heart, that will make you want to give.
Right.
It'll make you want to do something great for somebody, especially at Christmas time. I really enjoy sharing with people, giving with people, fellowshipping with the church. I mean, that seems like such a great time because we all understand who we are worshiping and who we love together as one.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about.
And so the thing that we need to focus on, and I'm trying to get our listeners to understand the focus, focusing on the unspeakable gift.
Amen.
The gift of eternal life, the gift of grace, the gift of heaven for those that say yes to Jesus Christ, the gift of forgiveness. All of those abound in that statement Paul talked about, the unspeakable gift. And, of course, he's talking about God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Davis, that brings to my mind the number of people today in many religious organizations, many that are called Christian cults, that reject the fact that Jesus Christ is God come into flesh, reject the fact that God is the 100% man and 100% God, which is called the God-man, the theanthropic person, the hypostatic union, the welding together of divinity and humanity. And Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 and following, talks about the Lord Jesus Christ leaving his glory with God the Father, coming to this old world, taking upon himself the form of man, that he might die on the cross. So, ladies and gentlemen, you might ask the question, who is Jesus Christ? Why did Jesus Christ come? What is the purpose of his coming? He came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. That's talking about to you and me. That's talking about every human being. That's talking about the whole wide world, as Dr. Davis just spoke of, that Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate Christmas and as we celebrate the giving and receiving, I want us to remember it was Jesus Christ that gave his life that we might live. It's God that loved us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting, eternal life. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the reason the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15 calls it the unspeakable gift. Jesus paid it all, as the old song goes. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. His blood made it, washed it white as snow. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible calls on us to recognize, as we celebrate Christmas, and Dr. Davis, I pray that everyone at the sound of my voice is at this time recalibrating, recalculating, refocusing what Christmas is about.
Amen.
It's not about the gifts and receiving. It's not about the shopping, the sightseeing, and the societal parties and the mixture therewith. It is the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible calls on us to recognize that God has given us a gift that is unspeakable. Now listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's my point. If God has given the greatest he can give, that's his Son. If God has given us eternal life through Jesus Christ, he's given us by his grace salvation and forgiveness. He's provided through the work of the Holy Spirit your life and mine even today. If God's done that, Dr. Davis, how can we give less than our all, our very best, to the Lord Jesus Christ this Christmas season? Jesus should be on the top of the list as we do our shopping. What are we giving for the Lord Jesus Christ? What are we giving him for? Are we giving him our lives? Are we giving him our all? Are we giving him our best? God gave his best when he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God gave the Lord Jesus Christ freely, completely to us. So when we give to God first this Christmas season, recognizing that it is Jesus Christ's birthday, Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, what are we giving to him today as we celebrate Christmas? Dr. Davis, God's gift of Jesus is the gift that can transform lives. God's gift to the world, as you spoke of a moment ago, giving us Lord Jesus Christ, the unspeakable gift. It is Jesus Christ's birthday, and it is a gift that can change lives for time and eternity.
Well, again, Dr. Youngblood, if we just continually, let's just say, if you can just fathom the depth of God's love,
mm-hmm.
I mean, within your heart, mind, and soul, I mean, every Christian should realize today that you wouldn't even be saved if Christ hadn't come in the person like he did, as the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
If God hadn't given us Christ Jesus, if he hadn't sent his only Son to the world at that time, we would still be lost in our sins. So, you know, again, we need to sit down and examine these things. And then when we come to realize the depth and the riches of God's love, and when we learn how to love and show that love in return the same way that God showed love to us, when we share that love with other individuals, then we can really learn to appreciate the true meaning of Christmas. Here's what the book of Titus says, Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. It says, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation
mm-hmm.
hath appeared to all men.
Amen.
You see, God has made salvation available for everyone.
Whosoever
Amen.
Will. Mm-hmm.
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works.
Amen.
That word peculiar means unlike any other.
Different.
When we consider, now, we have that blessing. We can, in other words, that's a stance that we can take in Christ that no other people on the face of the earth can take.
Right.
We are a peculiar people. We are
Amen.
Special to him
mm-hmm.
simply because we have been born again and we have given our lives to him. So this is what we're trying to encourage on today to all of the listeners out there. In order to be able to enjoy Christmas
yes.
away from the merchandise,
yes.
let's remove that far away from us
mm-hmm.
and let's keep Christ at the center of Christmas.
Yes.
And then that way, we can truly enjoy it the way that we ought to enjoy it as God's people.
Absolutely. One of the things, too, that I talk about and like for us to understand is, and it touches on what you just said, in Luke's Gospel, the second chapter, the announcement of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ did not go to the kings first, did not go to the royalty first, did not go to those that are on top of the totem pole, as the world calls it, but went to the ones that would refer to as the underlings, the least of the least of the days, that day's society. And that was those in the field that were called shepherds. I'll read these verses, verse 10 and 11. And the angel said unto them, speaking to the ones in the fields, the shepherds, fear not, that is, stop being afraid, for behold, that is, look intently and see, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
All people.
All people.
Amen.
It was, in fact, when it says there in that text, bring you good tidings, that is good news. So the good news, ladies and gentlemen, is today, as we celebrate Christmas, this special Christmas season, it's good news to the world that Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. But, Dr. Davis, I'm amazed that many listening today, they say, well, I already know that. I've read that. I know that. I accept that. I embrace that. But listen, what do we do with that good news? I find it fascinating. I've preached this dozens and dozens of times in the last 60 years in relationship to Christmas, because in the text, these shepherds said this. After they heard it, says in the text in the 15th verse, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said unto one another, let us go now. They had an urgency. Let us go now unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying that was told them concerning this child.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what the text is saying, ladies and gentlemen. When the shepherds heard the good news, they went to see the Lord Jesus Christ. When they had heard the good news, they saw the good news that Jesus is born, and then with haste, they wanted to go and tell everybody. And so the challenge today, if you've received the good news, if you've received the unspeakable gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've received Him as Savior and as Lord, are you sharing that good news with everyone about you? This is the reason we need to, there's the old song, Joy to the World, Joy to the World.
Amen.
We need to have that joy that Jesus Christ is born and share that good news with each and every one that I know Jesus. Jesus is the reason for the season, and that Jesus Christ has come. He is the unspeakable gift. Dr. Davis, what say you?
I guarantee you, Dr. Youngblood, if you'll experience that joy in the fullness,
mm-hmm.
this joy that we're talking about now, you can't keep it to yourself.
That's right.
You can't sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Jeremiah said, it's just like fire shut up in your bones.
That's right.
There's no way. And that's what happens, like you said, especially to ministers of the gospel. Amen. We cannot keep this great news, these great tidings that have come from heaven's throne
mm-hmm.
all the way down to earth. We can't keep that to ourselves.
That's right.
Simply because we know the fullness of what that means as ministers of the gospel.
Yes.
So guess what? We want you to know that.
That's right.
We want you to share in this. We want you to know God gave it to us to give it to you. So now guess what? We all can rejoice together.
Yes, absolutely.
This is what it's all about.
This is what it's about. It should be, ladies and gentlemen, this season, this Christmas, may I say to you, we have been given an unspeakable gift.
Amen.
God has provided a Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. Christ came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. And that greatest gift, that unspeakable gift, Jesus provides salvation. He provides His grace. He provides His mercy. He provides eternal life. And if I were to be writing about this subject, I'd simply say, wow, what a gift. What a gift. It is unspeakable. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. How are you celebrating Christmas? Have you recognized the unspeakable gift? Have you received, have you embraced that gift of salvation, that gift of God which is unspeakable, according to Luke chapter 2, verse 5 and following, where the Lord Jesus Christ is wrapped in swaddling clothes? That's the gift wrapping that God used for the gift of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as he came into the world to seek and to save that which is lost. But ladies and gentlemen, here's a footnote to that. As you study the text, you find that Mary and Joseph could not find a place to stay. There was no room for them in the inn. Jesus Christ was born in a stable as a result of that. Now, I can go into great details as to how God and his supernatural sovereignty worked it in that fashion and the rationale and the reason behind it. But I pick up on the term, there was no room in the inn. There was no room for them in the inn. So the question is, ladies and gentlemen, have you made room for the Lord Jesus Christ in this Christmas season? Have you made room for him in your home, in your family? Have you made room for him that the Christmas story, the biblical Christmas narrative, could be read in your home with your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids, that they might recognize and know the reason for the season?
And then, Dr. Youngblood, how about these schedules?
Yes.
Everybody seemed to have so much to do all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I were speaking about that at the beginning of the broadcast before we came on.
Yeah.
And we were talking about what each other has been doing all the week and et cetera, et cetera. Doctor's appointments, you know, visiting family and friends, visiting the sick and praying with them. I'm praying with you, Jones family, amen, my family right now. Amen. Griffin family, all of you, amen. Thank we you. Have loved ones that are still in the hospital, some, amen, are in God's hands. It's all in God's hands anyway. Mm-hmm. So what we can do, just pray the prayer of faith and leave it up to God and keep on trusting and believing in him that he's able to do it. Even if he doesn't do it, doesn't mean he's not able.
That's right.
So let's make sure we understand that. But even at this particular time that we're talking about right now, Dr. Youngblood, we can still rejoice in the fact that this is the kind of Savior that we are serving on today. I went to Romans chapter 5, and when I look at verse number 8, it says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners,"
that's right,
"Christ died for us." Listen, there's nothing so good that we have done that we still deserve to be here.
That's right.
To see Christmas 2025. Mm-hmm. There are many that started out with us at the beginning of the year. If you call their name right now, they can't answer. Mm-hmm. They're not here.
Right.
But what have you done, listeners, that are so good, if you hear my voice today, what have you done that you consider so good that you deserve to be here right now? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you to wake up and come to realize that if it had not been for the Lord, if it had not been God on your side, I'm talking about the Christians today, if it had not been for God's mercy, I'm talking to the unsaved today,
right?
Because if it had not been for his mercy, you could have been cut off and gone a long time ago.
Right.
Somebody, some of you, maybe just on yesterday, maybe this morning, you could have got in an accident that could have took your life away today. Mm-hmm. But thanks be to God, you are still here.
Amen.
So you can tell him thank you one more time at Christmas time.
Right.
What we're trying to do is get you to realize how much you really need to deeply appreciate what God has done for you through his Son, Jesus Christ, by giving us the best gift that heaven could offer.
Amen.
To the earth.
Unspeakable gift.
Amen. We now can enjoy all these great things that Dr. Youngblood said. We got peace and hope. We got the grace of God. That's unmerited favor. We got reconciliation. What about that?
That's right.
Reconciliation. What if God didn't forgive you for the wrong that you did? We have some people that walking around here right now, been mad with somebody since 1974, and you refused to forgive them because you say that was such an awful thing that they did unto you. What about the awful thing that you did to Christ, and he still allowed you to wake up this morning?
That's right.
You're still here to be able to say Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. So then let's realize, let's separate ourselves from that stuff. And I'm talking to some of the Christians, because some Christians can be some unforgiving folk. Mm-hmm. They don't realize that if you don't forgive your brother, like the scripture say, neither will your Father forgive you for your sins.
That's right.
So you need to depart from that stuff and come to realize it's the grace of God that you enjoy, it's His blessings, and it's Him that's allowing you to still be here to see Christmas 2025.
Amen.
So for that reason, I say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's what it's all about.
It goes back to, that is the unspeakable gift.
Amen.
And as we understand, ladies and gentlemen, God left to heaven's glory through the womb of Mary, His chosen vessel, that He might come in the form of man, and He is 100% God and 100% man. Jesus Christ ate, He slept, He wept, He got weary, He got tired, He got angry. He chased the men out of the temple that was merchandising. He used a bullwhip. He got angry, but it was holy, righteous anger. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on of the attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ, because He is God, He loves us, He cares, He came into the world, and the Bible says in John's Gospel, the first chapter, came into the world, but the world received Him not. Goes back to the birth story of the Lord Jesus Christ. There was no room in the inn. So, ladies and gentlemen, my prayer is today that you will make room. Perhaps you've not done so until this last moment. Make room for the Lord Jesus Christ. Make room with your family, that they know when they come to your home or you go to their home to celebrate Christmas, the Christmas time that's upon us, that we can recognize and share with our friends, family, loved ones, workers, and co-workers that the Lord Jesus Christ is preeminent and prominent in our homes. He is the reason for the season. And Dr. Davis, I close with, it sounds like it's redundant, but I close with the statement that we need to recognize, and all our listeners need to recognize, Jesus Christ is the unspeakable gift.
Amen.
In Christmas time. As we celebrate Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, it's my prayer that you'll have a happy, holy, Merry Christmas. Dr. Davis, take these last 30 seconds to say something about that for our listeners.
Well, once again, I do want to encourage you, amen, even if you don't receive a gift, don't despair, don't be dismayed, amen, because if you have Christ Jesus in your heart and in your soul, amen, you already have the greatest gift.
Yes.
And guess what? That's a gift, if you're a Christian, that'll never depart from you. He said that He will never leave us nor forsake us. That means, amen, Dr. Youngblood, He'll be with us in life, and He'll be with us when we go down into the grave, and one day He's going to call us up.
Amen.
From there, amen. So then, again, you have a reason to rejoice, because, amen, God has allowed you to enjoy the greatest gift. That's His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. And that is the unspeakable gift, and that unspeakable gift, God gave His very best. Let's do that for Him even today, of saying yes to Him as Savior and as Lord. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1.